This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 19, 2017. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, 3 years after it opened, the final cost for Essex Technical High School is in, and taxpayers wary of big dig-like overruns. It's not what you think. The final tab for the school was $133.8 million, according to Superintendent Bill Lupini, nearly $700,000 under budget. The numbers are coming up as the Massachusetts School Building Authority prepares its final audit on the project, one of the largest school building projects in the state. The Essex Tech School Committee was scheduled to review the audit on Thursday night. The school was built as a merger of the Essex Agricultural and North Shore Regional Vocational Schools and the Peabody High School Vocational Program. It has proven to be widely popular, with more than 1,000 applicants applying every year for about 360 available seats. School has about 1,200 students in grades 9 to 12. Former Danvers Town Manager Wayne Marquis, who was involved from the start, credited teamwork for keeping the project under budget. He said the school district hired a good project manager who kept construction costs in check. The Lynn Ferry returns this week. Bill Newell has that story.
Well, Rick, the Lynn Ferry's first week of service resumes Tuesday, coinciding with Sail Boston 2017. A five-day stop for the Rendezvous 2017 Tall Ships Regatta. Bridget Turcotte writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, "The timing couldn't be better," said State Senator Thomas McGee. "It's an opportunity for people to take the ferry into Boston and get the chance to see the ships." The commuter ferry service will be restored with one morning and one evening trip. The state is providing a highway division grant of up to $200,000 to operate the ferry throughout the summer. Riders can take the 35-minute excursion from Blossom Street Extension Dock to Boston's Long Wharf for $7. Seniors and children can ride for half price. Commuters can board the boat in Lynn at 7:45 a.m. and arrive in Boston at 8:20 a.m. The ferry will depart Boston at 6 p.m. and arrive in Lynn at 6:35. "Based on 2 years that we've had the service up and running, we expect there to be a crowd," said EDIC Lynn Executive Director James Cowdell. "With so many people on the road, people are looking for an alternative. And this is an alternative." More than 13,000 people rode the ferry in 2014 when it first was introduced to the city. That number grew to more than 14,000 the following year. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, years of infighting between members of the Putnam Emerson family and a cash-strapped Danvers Historical Society over upkeep of the historic General Israel Putnam House has landed in Salem Superior Court. On June 15, the General Israel Putnam Homestead Trust filed suit against the Danvers Historical Society, alleging that since 2004, the Historical Society failed to meet its legal obligation to preserve the historic landmark and manage a $100,000 endowment for its upkeep. Eric Emerson, co-owner of Putnam Pantry on Route 1 and a member of the family who grew up in the home, said the lawsuit was not meant to be mean-spirited, but to get the Historical Society to make a decision on the property's future. Emerson said the family has plans to fix up the home and open to the public. He's quoted as saying, "We think we are in a better position to preserve it." A family trust donated the home to the society in 1991 to preserve it. Before that, the home had been in the family for 343 years. More on this story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times today, "When the schooner Thomas E. Lannan left Rose Wharf at 7 a.m., the fog was so thick it was difficult to see more than the length of a football field in either direction. By the time the Lannan hit Boston Harbor after 10 a.m., the sun had peeked through the clouds and the fog had lifted for over a million viewers crowding the outskirts of the city of Boston, waiting to see more than 50 tall ships from all over the world at Sail Boston 2017, a celebration of maritime history that began on Saturday. The fog may have delayed the day's parade of sail, but it didn't dampen onlookers' spirits. They cheered as each boat floated by, snapping pictures and taking video. The passengers aboard the Lannan, who had arrived in Boston to board by 6:30 a.m., had a more unique view. The Lannan was fourth in line for Saturday's parade of sail, behind the U.S. Coast Guard's Bark Eagle, the Essex-built Roseway, and the Adventure, a National Historic Landmark and Gloucester's flagship. Much more in this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Mary Marcos. And Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, Sarah Favaza has already started cooking for her family's St. Peter's Fiesta dinner, one that she expects to serve more than 100 people outside the home of her niece, Agnes Burnham, next Saturday. She's quoted as saying, Fiesta is all about heritage, our family. The 87-year-old Favaza is just one of many Gloucester residents preparing for the main run this week of Fiesta, 90 years after Favaza's father, the late Captain Salvatore Favaza, commissioned the iconic statue of St. Peter that still serves as a focal point of the city's salute to the patron saint of all fishermen. Volunteers have been feverishly building the main altar at St. Peter's Square, and street decorations and banners adore the west end of Rogers and Commercial Streets. The novena of prayer to St. Peter concludes Monday and Tuesday nights at the Lester S. Wass American Legion Hall. Fiesta's main five-day event kicks off Wednesday with the opening of the Fiesta Show's Carnival and the latest musical visit from Barry Mooney and his Sounds of Legions. Or rather, his Sounds of Legends at the Legion. In the days that follow, Gloucester's separation of its fishing heritage and religious and ethnic traditions will feature nightly music, a 5K road race, and Friday night's colorful opening ceremonies. Then come Saneboat races, the Greasy Pole walks, and Sunday's outdoor mass, the blessing of the fleet, and the procession of St. Peter through the city's streets. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The Ipswich Tigers boys lacrosse team captured the Division III state title Saturday night at BU's Nickerson Field. 8-7 the final score over Grafton. They finished the year at 20-2, their first title since 2003. We do have a post up on our website done on Friday prior to the state championship game. Feature interviews with many of the key players. The North Shore Navigators fell to Martha's Vineyard Saturday night before rebounding with an 11-8 win over Worcester the following day on Sunday. The Navigators are now 2-11 on the season. Up next for them, they will host the Nashua Silver Knights Tuesday night at Fraser Field in Lynn. First pitch at 7. There's always more sports at msonewsports.com.